This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Is there a perfect way to pray? Is there a right way to pray and a wrong way? In simple terms, what does the Bible teach us about prayer? Naturally, we cannot cover all the Bible teaches about this vital topic, but we can look at a few of the most important aspects of prayer. First of all, prayer is not only saying words with our lips, it is a cry of our hearts. Jesus said, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is an empty show." Some years ago, my wife and I were in London, and some friends took us to see a stage play entitled Fiddler on the Roof. It was a very moving story, but all along, I knew it was not real. It was simply a show. The actors were merely saying words. That is what Jesus was warning us about. Make sure your prayers are real, not just words. As the prophet Jeremiah put it, "Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord." Secondly, make sure your prayers are to the glory of God, not simply to impress people that you are more holy than they are. Jesus said, "When you pray, don't be like play actors. They love to pray so that people may see them." After Jesus spoke these words, he gave his apostles a model prayer. Study this prayer. It can be found in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And notice very carefully that Jesus began the prayer, "Our Heavenly Father, may your name be honored, hallowed be thy name." The glory must go to the Lord, not to self. Begin with confession of sin. The Bible says, if we confess our sins, God will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Next, spend some time praising the Lord. God says, "Whosoever offers praise glorifies me." Then, spend time in thanksgiving to the Lord. Paul wrote, "In everything, give thanks." Then, turn your prayers to the needs of others. Paul told the Thessalonians he prayed night and day for them. Last, pray for your own needs. Jesus told us to pray for our daily bread. In closing, let me share some fundamental principles of prayer. First, pray in Jesus' name. Your prayers ascend to the throne of God in heaven only if they are offered in the name of Jesus. No other name will do. Secondly, pray in faith. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." You cannot go to the Lord in prayer and in the back of your mind be thinking that God will not hear an answer. Third, pray according to the revealed will of God. John wrote, "If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." That means you must study your Bible to know the will of God. So, pray in Jesus' name, pray in faith, and pray according to God's revealed will in His Word.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 8-0-9-3-4. Join us on Daily Discipleship.